In just 1 minute, Carl is raptured to Limerick heaven, where they only communicate in rhyme. If you'd like to witness that miracle, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, the New York Times reports that all across the nation this month, more and more 20 and 30-somethings are attending what?
Slumber parties.
No.
Probably not church, because that's not funny.
No. These are events that are very typical during the spring, but usually teenagers attend them.
But it's proms! Odd.
Yes, adult proms, in fact. People across the nation are heading to adult proms, where people who had a lousy time at their original prom, they get a do-over. Or people who love their prom can relive it in slightly larger-sized, fancy clothes. You get corsages, you get rented tuxes, the crowning of a king and queen. Everything is the same except the booze and the punch was purchased with a real ID.
Do I have to rent the electric blue tux with the velvet collar again?
You do.
I really don't want to.
You do. Adult proms is what they're called. Just like with diaper and bookstore, if you put the word adult in front of the prom, it gets sadder. Roxanne, this week Queen Elizabeth made a highly symbolic pilgrimage to Ireland, the first visit by a British monarch in decades. The trip would have been a complete major success, it almost was, but according to some people in Ireland, the Queen did make one big mistake. What did she do?
Didn't she refuse to drink some ale or something?
She refused to drink a pint of Guinness, dear.
Guinness.
That's the problem. Oh, yes, you can tell we have some drunks in the audience. They understand. The Queen's visit to Ireland was going so well. She had visited some wartime memorials. She had fired off a few words in Gaelic. She'd even convinced her husband, Prince Philip, not to tell his little joke about the priest and the altar boy. But her one slip-up, critics agree, she went to the Guinness brewery, and they poured her what they call the perfect pint, presented just so. And then, as Europe watched her on live TV, she turned and walked away.
Oh, no!
Yeah, this is true. Although contemporary, the AP said that Prince Philip was seen to give it a look of longing before he followed. In the Queen's defense, Her Majesty has sworn off all alcohol after a disastrous spring break in Cancun a couple years ago. You may have seen it on the internet, or pay-per-view, Royals Gone Wild, that whole thing.
I'm imagining her on some beach wearing nothing but a hat.
And still clutching that little purse. Nothing but the hat and the purse. Charlie, Texans are proud everything in their state is big, but it seems the propensity to boast about size is getting out of hand, which is why lawmakers in the Lone Star State are being forced to intervene and draft a bill that would make it a crime in Texas to lie about the size of your what?
Your ranch.
No.
I'm going to work my way down, and you're not going to like where I end up.
Well, I'll quickly give you a hint then.
Your spread.
No, you are still allowed to lie about the one that got away.
A fish?
Yeah.
You can't lie about fish?
You can't lie about the size of your fish in Texas. Before you go boasting about the size
it's
of your catch,
it will be
if this bill passes, you could spend up to 10 years in prison or face a $10,000 fine. Texas Senator Glenn Hegar sponsored the bill. He said it's intended to wipe out cheating in high-stakes bass fishing tournaments. It's also one way to finally send his boring, overbearing uncle to prison. If this works, though, they'll continue to pass laws. Texans will eventually be forbidden to lie about the size of anything, meaning that in honky-tonk bars all over the state, guys in cowboy hats will be looking at women and saying, "I got nothing."
They have nothing better to do than debate about whether or not they can lie about the size of fish?
Apparently, by their lights, that's an important issue.
Huh. I would just have loved to have heard the debate, that's all.
I imagine it was very stirring. Guys were like, "I have a dream that someday fishermen will be judged not by their braggadocio, but by the contents of their creel."
And of course, the people opposing the bill were willing to reach over in a bipartisan matter and give their opponents the benefit of the doubt.
Mm.